tips, advice, hacks, navigating the crazy world of parenting. It's The Feed with Kevin Begley, Star 99.9.
All right, it is Thursday in The Feed, and every week on Thursdays, we talk to our friend Callie from But First Coffee. You can follow her on YouTube and Instagram. She's got such great ideas, and September is when a lot of people are doing no-spend-tember, so they try to spend the least amount that they can for the whole entire month on basically just paying for essentials and not splurging on things. So Callie, I know there's one thing that we all love having this time of year, but they can get pretty expensive, and you have a way to make it at home?
Yeah, I love the idea of the no spend September, no spend September, or however.
Right, I guess you could say it either way.
I feel like we're like about to get into that holiday season where it's really easy to like spend a lot, and I love no spend months because I feel like it kind of helps you like reset and like re-navigate.
Right, exactly.
So I actually just recently shared on my Instagram how to make a PSL at home because I feel like that's one of those things that come out. We're all very excited for fall. I love it. But, like, they're so expensive now. Somebody told me it costs, like, $8 to get a pumpkin spice latte now, which is just crazy.
Oh, it's insane, yeah.
So I shared how, yeah, it's crazy. And I find that once you start making a lot of these drinks at home, you, like them better because you can really make them how you want. So I have perfected, I tried way too many at-home pumpkin spice syrups, and I have found the best one. Essentially, you want to create a simple syrup, which is just equal parts of water and sugar. So I do a half cup of sugar, a half cup of water, and you just want to warm it up until that dissolves. And then add in a can of, the cans come in 14 ounces of condensed sweetened milk, and then about 2/3 cup of pumpkin puree, and like a teaspoon or so of pumpkin spice seasoning. You just mix it all up, and this will stay in your fridge for about a week in like an airtight container. You want to use like 4 tablespoons per coffee. So it makes about 8 coffees. So it's like the perfect amount I find for 1 week.
Wow. And I feel like you could do espresso and make a latte, or you could even do like a cold brew too with regular coffee.
Yeah. That's what I love about it is you, like I said, you can really customize it to like make it exactly how you like it. So I like mixing it into just like iced coffee, but like we had friends over this weekend and we always offer people decaf coffee at the end of the night. And so like she was able to stir some of it into there. You can like really do it totally how you want.
Nice. That's so great. And it's perfect if you're trying to spend less the month of September. This is a perfect way to get a little splurge, but do it at home.
Yes, definitely, because they're so good. And you don't want to not have them because it's fall and like it's a fun kickoff to it, you know?
Right, exactly. It's the season to have it. It's great. All right, awesome. So we'll be having these for sure. Thanks, Callie, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks.